David Pleat enjoyed two spells at Luton Town as manager, and he joins us now on the line. Morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How do you rate the Hatters' chances tomorrow?
Well, obviously, I'm not as au fait with the current form and the players as supporters who really are close to it and watch regularly. The only thing I would say is I sincerely hope that they get the result they deserve. They want to get back in the league. They need to get back in the league. It's good for the town. It's good for everyone. And, of course, I hope that Nick and the people that are the custodians of the club at the moment can eventually get this ground problem sorted out, because that's been the bugbear for so many years.
And obviously you did say just earlier, kind of you're not necessarily au fait with things as they are currently, but presumably the club still means a lot to you.
Oh, absolutely, yes, and of course I've seen them play, but when I say that, I don't watch them every week, like the passionate supporters that will be travelling up to Manchester tomorrow, and will be getting right behind the team, but I shall be there, and I will be really willing them on, and I want them to do well. I have seen them play on two or three occasions this season, and indeed last season, when they fell at that penultimate hurdle when they got beat up by York City.
There have been huge numbers of debates on this programme about the prices of tickets and the availability of them. £36 for the cheapest tickets, plus at an admin fee and also postage, and concerns over how fans are going to get up to Manchester. This is all because of events around the conference themselves, and I think the management have been trying to sort it out in Luton. But how would you have kept the fans happy?
I don't know if they would... The conference, I don't know how, if they withhold monies at times that they receive, they could have subsidised this one. I think for two southern teams to have to go to Manchester is ironic, really, particularly strange when you see there's, northern teams having to come to London, for playoff finals. You saw, for example, the semi-finals, you saw the final. The two northern teams, Stoke and Manchester United, having to travel down to Wembley. I think this is a strange season. It's a bit quirky, really. I suppose it might have been at the Millennium, and that would have been worse at Cardiff. But the prices are absolutely ridiculous and out of keeping with the normal prices that people are paying to go to conference football. And pricing is one of the major reasons why people will start... going away from football. You've got to keep the prices down. You've got to make sure that the parents are able to take their children to watch football, or else you're going to lose the next generation of footballers. And that's very, very important. The prices have continually gone up. You have to do something about subsidising these prices.
Now, there's always good excuses to play this next clip, but to have you on the line is probably one of my favourite excuses. The game, of course, as you mentioned, being played at the Man City ground. And a few years ago, there was an equally important game at their former stadium, Main Road. You were in charge of Luton in that time. And this was a game that would keep them up or save them. Then this happened.
And Steen again. And he gets the cross in. And Williams has gone. And Tish! Oh, he's there! They've done it! Radiant Tish! 4 minutes from the end. Radiant Tish, the substitute, drove it through a crowd of players and has Luton's life in the harsh world of the English First Division been saved by a Yugoslav. And that's it! Luton Town have survived! Pleat on the pitch, he's kept them up. What an amazing act of escapology here by Luton.
Radiant Tish, of course, as you heard there, scoring for Luton back in 1983. Presumably, David, you must remember that like it was yesterday.
I do indeed, because it keeps people keep referring to it, which is wonderful, really. They're proud for the club. Of course, years later, they also escaped on the last day at Derby. But the point about that game was quite amazing, because on the penultimate Saturday, we lost to Everton 5-1. And our fellow competitors down at the bottom all won. Very similar to the situation in the Premiership last Saturday. A very similar situation.
David Pleat, stay with us, will you?
Yes, because Luton Town chairman Nick Owen is also on the line. Nick, we heard the joys, the screams from the crowds there of what happened back in 1983. What are the chances do you think that we'll be hearing those celebrations from the Hatters fans tomorrow when that final whistle blows?
Hi, good morning to you. I have to say, I filled up hearing that.
It was just hearing David Pleat.
I always spill up when I see David. No, just hearing that.
Are you feeling a bit emotional, Nick? How are the nerves bearing?
I certainly am. Well, I'm under control. I'm calm because I have so much faith in the team, because I think we really have a terrific side, a terrific squad, and a terrific atmosphere and buzz in the dressing room. But it was a wonderful day back in 1983. Completely different set of circumstances, obviously. No, I'm really, really excited about